Mission. And Prabhupada, by His divine grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. It is said that Maharaj Parikshit is a great first-class devotee of the Lord and that his birth and activities are all wonderful. Please tell us about him. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Garadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here is Shaunaka. Shaunaka Rishi is asking Suta Goswami at Namasharanya. The sages had gathered. They were a little confused what they should do. They wanted to make spiritual advancement, so then they questioned Suta Goswami, who had heard this Srimad Bhagavatam personally from Sukadeva Goswami when he recited to Maharaj Parikshit. So Suta Goswami, they already knew that something wonderful about Maharaj Parikshit, that he was, how he was born, how he was protected in the womb by Lord Krishna. So this is the nature of the devotees. They're eager to hear about the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees. And they want to hear more. They want to hear in detail. He had some idea about Maharaj Parikshit, but he wanted further detail, just like Ramayana. In the Bhagavatam, the whole Ramayana is described in one chapter. But if we want to go in more detail, then we have to go to Valmiki's Ramayana, which has full details in so many chapters and verses and cantos and so on. So this is how the devotees find pleasure. Tushanticha, Manticha, they enliven each other, discussing about Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So we should also, just like every year now they have in Los Angeles, say Prabhupada Remembrance Day, is it, what do they call it?
Prabhupada Festival.
What about on the East Coast? Do we have such a festival? I was thinking we should have one.
Yes.
I was going to suggest maybe Potomac, we just kind of like in the middle.
What
of
do it. They do there?
Oh, it's a wonderful festival. It goes on. I haven't been to one, but I've heard so many before that I'm definitely going to go this year because I was usually always in Poland at that time. They had a Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of Prabhupada disciples come, and they all talk, you know, the memories of Prabhupada and angles. They glorify Prabhupada. It's like, everybody's very enlivened by it. And, of course, they have kirtans. It's been going on now for about 5 or 6 years in Los Angeles. Maybe even longer, and it's you know, we really look forward to Rath Yatra, and that when that comes at the end of May, then the next one is of course August, the Rath Yatra.
Nrisimha Chaturdasi. They have one day before Nrisimha Chaturdasi or one day after Nrisimha Chaturdasi, this Prabhupada festival.
And that how it's usually works.
Always like this.
It's not a Memorial Day. It's centered around the Nrisimha.
Anyway, I can talk it's together.
But the point is, why don't we arrange something like that here on the East Coast?
Should be done.
Yeah. Because there's so many Prabhupada disciples now. You know, they all come together. They can each have a chance to talk. Because, of course, we do it on Prabhupada's disappearance day, but a lot of times then devotees have to be in their own temple, because especially Prabhupada's appearance day, and even Prabhupada's disappearance day, because they can't. It's a little hard for them to travel. They have to stay. But if we invite them, and anyway, this is the point, that the birth and activities are wonderful. So the sages are very eager to hear. Maharaj Parikshit, how from the very beginning he was playing with the murtis of Lord Krishna, and he was hearing about the Pandavas. Of course, naturally he was eager to hear about his forefathers, who were great devotees. It was a very wonderful birth. He was steeped in Krishna consciousness, and then when this curse came, he took it as a blessing. Even though he was a young man, powerful, he had control of the kingdom and wife and so many things, but he took it. This is Krishna's arrangement. I'm not going to try to counteract this curse. Although there are some spurious commentators who say he did make some attempt to counteract the curse. If you read some, but according to our authorized Gaudiya Vaishnav, and especially Srila Prabhupada is telling us very clearly, that he didn't make any attempt to counteract the curse. He accepted it and became very much eager to hear from Sukadeva Goswami about the activities of the Lord. So the whole Srimad Bhagavatam then is called the Spotless Purana, Amala. Amala means without any defect. Amala Bhakta. So we can take the Srimad Bhagavatam from any position. Prabhupada, we see, dedicated his life to translating and making commentaries. This was his main work. I mean, he did also, of course, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But really, we have to say that he spent more time on Srimad Bhagavatam than anything else. And even today, Bhagavatam is very well known in India. So we should study it. We shouldn't just read it. I was just telling Vishwajan, he hasn't read the role of Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. He's been a devotee for how many years? I was telling him how when we were first, you know, and a new volume would come, we were always so eager to read it, and, you know, oh, the seventh canto, did you see the seventh canto just came, you know, and the first volume, second volume, we would devour it. These were coming right out of, you know, Prabhupada's pen. These are his emotional ecstasies. He's our founder acharya. He's our, you know, samstar acharya. We have to be loyal to him. Naturally, we want to be loyal to him, not that we have to, because he saved us. So we should read his books. His books are very important. Whenever there's a chance, instead of playing on a computer, we should read at least 1 hour a day, especially if we don't have too much service, then we could read 2 hours a day.
Haribol.
Well, not today you can't, but I'm just saying, you know, in general, we should make it a program to read Srimad Bhagavatam, especially all the Prabhupada's books. Bhaktivinoda says, everyone likes to read a new book, so if you haven't read Prabhupada's books, I almost envy you. You think, gee, I'd love to have some new Prabhupada books that I hadn't read before, you know, just to...
And of course, it's fun to read over and over again.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. You get more out of it, especially
if you haven't read in a few years a certain book.
Yeah, and you come back and it's wow, I didn't remember reading that.
Right.
So, the future is very bright. Simply, you have to associate. That's the key. Vaishnav Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. This is the thing that will keep us enlivened to hear and chant, because we enliven each other. It's a fact. It's not. It's not artificial, just like we've been so eager waiting for Udayananda to again grace us here in our little humble preaching center in Charlotte, because he brings the enthusiasm. We're eager to, we become more eager to hear and chant because of association of devotees. That's a fact. That's a fact. So, therefore, we want to expand the circle. We want to bring more and more. It's like we want to call up, if before you leave, call up this boy. Maybe he can come tonight. This is the preaching spirit, the missionary spirit. It's not artificial. We have something wonderful, and we want to share it with others. Even his neighbor next door, we can try to bring him, you know, whatever. Wherever we meet, Lord Chaitanya said, we should talk to him about Krishna. Especially when we're selling paintings, we can just... Okay, I'll stop here before I get frivolous. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai!
Make some comment?
I just wanted to say, you know, Prabhupada said these are his transcendental ecstasies. And Prabhupada is Mahabhagwat, he's Nitya Siddhanta.